This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And now it's time for the latest installment of what we've been calling zip code stories. These are listener-generated stories from your neighborhood. This month, we asked for short stories from 02139 in Cambridge, 02446 in Brookline, 02151 in Revere, and 02657 in Provincetown. And we received dozens of submissions from many of you. So now, we can reveal our choice for this month's zip code story. Our pick this month was submitted by Daniel Gewertz, who joins us in the studio. And Daniel, welcome to Radio Boston and congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
It's good to have you here. So Daniel, tell us which zip code you wrote about and the title of your story.
I wrote about 02151, specifically Revere Beach, which is the title of my story, Revere Beach, 1972.
You wrote about Revere. I understand you don't live there. What made you write about 02151?
Well, when I saw the contest, I thought, oh, I have a million. Well, that's an exaggeration. I have a few dozen Cambridge stories, but they were pretty much all Harvard Square, which is 02138. And I thought, wait a minute, there was that strange thing that happened to me in Revere that I haven't thought about in years. And that's what a haunting little incident that was.
Okay, great. And we're going to hear you read it right now. So let's go ahead and do that.
People ask me why I don't gamble. I think it goes back to a visit to Revere Beach in the summer of 1972. The amusement park by then was just a tawdry strip of fried food stands and games of chance. I was attracted by a ball throw game. Three throws for a dollar. Win big prizes. The attendant had a narrow pockmarked face topped by a helmet of greasy hair. In my first try, I won a stuffed bunny, which was small and unattractively rodent-like. That's amazing! The attendant sounded enthused. You got the hottest target right off the bat. Now you can take the bunny, or with just two more good ones knocked down, you could win a portable TV set. It didn't occur to me to question what good ones meant. All I thought was, my college dorm room could use a TV. I started to toss the balls at various targets, but I never seemed to get the right ones down. Good news! All you need now is two more good ones to win the TV and a stereo phonograph. I already had a record player, but for once in my life, I seemed to be on a lucky streak. I kept on throwing balls, three for a dollar, but the few targets I hit always ended up to be the wrong ones. Good news, kid. Because of all the low-score targets you knocked down already, all you need now is one more good one for the TV, the stereo, and an electric toaster oven, deluxe model. I had no need for a toaster oven, but by this time I was down too far to quit. It never occurred to me that the game was rigged. As if I were in a spell, I just took more and more tosses. I was getting closer and closer to more and bigger prizes. But I also felt I was sinking. Soon I got down to my last dollar. My final three tosses were wild. I stared into my empty wallet as if my money might magically reappear. I had spent $20 in 9 minutes. Now put that in perspective. That summer, I was working as a shipping clerk in a maternity dress company for $1.85 an hour. I didn't need a TV or stereo. I didn't even want a toaster oven. I had nothing to show for my $20, not even a mangy little bunny. Some lucky streak. The ball throw guy was a con man, and I was a chump, a dupe, a sucker. I had learned a life lesson. There were some real crooks in this world, and I could not afford to be an easy mark. But there was one more thing I learned at Revere Beach in the summer of 1972. I learned that kindness can come from strange places, and even a con man can have a code of ethics. The attendant looked at me with something approaching pity.
Do you have enough dough to get home, kid?
No.
All right, here's a dollar. Now scoot, kid.
I did, and I've rarely gambled since.
Very nice. That's Daniel Gewirtz reading his story, Revere Beach, 1972. That's our pick for this month's zip code story. And Daniel, I must say, we hope your luck has improved since 1972.
Well, hey, I've won this contest. That's a change.
There you go. Also here in the studio with us is Henriette Lazaridis Power. She's co-creator of Zip Code Stories and editor of The Drum, Boston's audio literary magazine. And Henriette, what in this story stood out for you?
What Daniel's done is he's using this sort of classic fairy tale structure of the three tries. People are always trying the first time and they fail, and they try the second time and they fail again. And on the third try, the prince makes it into the castle, right, or the beauty wakes up, or that kind of thing. And it's interesting here, it's the third throw that he doesn't win, but he gets this sort of knowledge, this revelation. And there are three prizes, there are three throws. I think as listeners to stories, we love things that come in threes.
Hmm. Well, so Zip Code Stories continues. We're looking for short stories, no more than 500 words, from four new zip codes. Which are they?
They are 02144 from Somerville, 01851 in Lowell, 01702 in Framingham, and 01970 from Salem, which is sort of nicely timed for Halloween if people are so inspired.
Okay, now keep in mind you don't have to live in these zip codes. You can just write stories about them. Listeners, your deadline is November 10th. You can submit written stories online, or you can read your story aloud using the Broadcaster app. Details are available on our website at radioboston.org. Henriette Lazaridis Power, editor of The Drum, Boston's audio literary magazine, thanks so much to you.
Thank you for having me.
And also thanks to Daniel Gewirtz, author of this month's Zip Code Story. Thank you for coming in very much.
Thanks, Anthony.
And listeners, to read Daniel's stories and the other Zip Code stories that earned honorable mentions and to find a link to The Drum, go to radioboston.org. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, forget the agent, the book deal, and the publishing house. Three forward-thinking local authors share how they made their book writing dreams come true.
Plus, Boston College professor Alan Wolfe on political evil and why sometimes it's better to punish rogue leaders with an election rather than a war crimes tribunal.
If you've got something to say, rants, raves, compliments, and criticisms, anything at all, you can post a comment on our website at radioboston.org.
You can also find us at Facebook and Twitter. We're at Radio Boston.
Email's fine, too. Our address is radioboston@wbur.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.